Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. All right, the final hour. Historically, when I do our first foray here, the mayor of Wildwood is gracious enough to join us. He has a good excuse today, though. It's mobbed outside, just mobbed. I'm looking at his entourage, Dan. They're trying to clear a path. It's over near the basketball court. They can't quite get in with the fencing.
Oh, okay, yeah.
To the facility. Yep, uh-huh. I'm talking about the temporary fencing that's put up to shield me when I come out. It's amazing. Right across the Doo-Wop Museum. People are hanging out. Hey, watch that on the roof over there. You're not getting a better shot. Come on.
It's like when the Beatles came to Abbey Road, you know.
Just one request. Would you ask the mayor's guy, I think in honor of Dom Giordano Day, I don't like the guys playing basketball out there right now. They're not playing a lot of defense. Tell them to play more defense or to get out of the shot here. Some kid just dribbled a ball off his leg here. Come on. Not on Dom Giordano Day. Come on, shoot some foul shots. Let me see your form here. All right, so it is Dom Giordano Day here in Wildwood. I know the mayor's down the hall. There's apparently a big meeting. I think it's involving Dom Giordano Day. And I have not signed
They're
off.
We're actually debating whether or not to ban Ben Simmons for Dom Giordano Day. Right
exactly, yes. What could we add to this today? I'm sure the mayor's got some kind of wrinkle. And I'm going to be particular about corporate sponsors, too, that may want to get involved in this. All right, so the mayor will be here. We're continuing to take your songs, though. Great one today. And that is, you go to the beach, what song would you like to hear played or you would be playing it? Here comes the mayor. He looks like he's fresh off a big meeting with some impressive documents that he's carrying with him here on Dom Giordano Day in Wildwood. Mayor Pete, good to see you. Thank you very much.
Great. Always great to be here, Don.
Well, I realize you're a bit late, and you're a very punctual guy. The traffic jam out there on Dom Giordano Day, I've been telling
it's
listeners.
Back to back. Oh, it's horrible.
Back to back. I mean, it's just horrible out there on Ocean Drive. I don't know if you called in other law enforcement. I heard that Delaware and Maryland were on standby. That we can report that, Mr. Mayor.
Well, there's a big line outside. Everybody's trying to peer in through the window to catch a glimpse of Dom Giordano.
Yes, thank you. And I appreciate the bulletproof glass here, too. It's sometimes recommended on the road. So, Mayor Pete, thank you very much. You had a meeting here at the convention center. Any big plans you can divulge?
No, it's just an organization called the CID, which is runs the boardwalk, and we were just talking about different things that are going on right now during the summertime.
Okay, I know there's big stuff going on here during the summertime, and Ben Rose, who's a great pitcher of Wildwood, is there a guy, Dan has a friend, I think, as you know, Hartzell, right? Did I say it right that time?
You got
Dan?
It right, yes, Keith
yeah,
Hartzell.
Other in a rival town, Ocean City, which has their own unique stuff, who is such a booster. When he comes on with us, he always says it's 72 sizzling sunny degrees here in Ocean City. Like it's not 5 feet outside Ocean City. Is there a Wildwood guy that's a big, big person who pitches Wildwood? Is there anybody you can think of that?
I would say John Lynch.
Okay.
John Lynch, who works for the convention center. He's probably the biggest ambassador for Wildwood.
Okay. Yeah, Wildwood, I would think, would be relatively easy. The only thing you guys had to work on, the previous mayor we talked, and you, I think, and I see it, first time I saw it, I don't know if I missed it last year. You have one of those signs I told listeners about 100 feet from us, 200 feet, there that you see you're going 26 miles an hour. Instead, it says no smoking, and it doesn't say kindly put out your butts. It says strictly enforced on the boardwalk. So all you have to do is just rein in some of the things that sometimes are the negative, and just because the positives are so overwhelming, right? I mean, you got everything.
Whatever issues that we have here in Wildwood that you want to consider negative,
right.
Maybe the smoking on the boardwalk or drinking or maybe bicycles in the afternoon, it's not unique to Wildwood. You know, if you go down to your buddy in Ocean City, he's got the same issues down there as well. And we have a top-notch police force, and they're on top of it.
Okay. Dan, just tell me which one of the dials here. Sorry, Mr. Mayor.
No, I think you got the right one. So you look a little behind the baseball here, Dom. Pull up the diagram number 7.
Number 7 on my diagram here.
Number 7, and turn it up just a tad bit and have Mayor.
More of a tad here. I think the mayor's projecting.
Mayor, give us a test. 1, 2, 3 now.
Give us just a test here.
Is this better, Dan?
A little bit higher, Dom.
All right.
And give it one more.
How's this, Dan?
Perfect. There you guys go.
All right. Guys, such a perfectionist to make sure the mayor sounds. So how's that going with the smoking on the boardwalk and all that? And when Ro and I have gone up, we were limited last year, pandemic and all. I did notice here in this building, much different than last year. There are actual employees here. They've been very nice. And no masks. And you were a big fan of that and pushing for that as soon as possible. So the big news, Ben Rose was saying, that I witnessed myself, June here in Wildwood kind of looks like July. By that I mean people are hungry to get back to a place they love, and the Wildwoods are really benefiting so far.
It's been, it's funny because we've had a sunny weekend every weekend but Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
The weekend before Memorial Day was probably 75, and then Memorial, of course, was a washout. But then every subsequent weekend's been beautiful as well as during the week, really. I mean, today it's a little cloudy, but, the clouds are going to go away, and it's going to be, 75 and sunny like it is every day here in Wildwood.
But what I mean by this, though, it's different. There is a surge. I like June when we come down the most because I like to park and just jump into a restaurant. My wife likes more activity, and there is. It's not overly crowded, but it's noticeable. People are coming back here.
Well, I think a big part of that as well is because you had so many kids that were going to school remotely, people working remotely. So whereas schools typically wouldn't get over until the end of June, so then you wouldn't see the crowds in July. Mm-hmm. Well, they could come down here while school was still going on. So as the weather got nicer, those folks were down here. So I think that the pandemic still had a lot to play with that with regards to the remoteness of people working and going to school. So I think that's a big reason you saw the crowds as early as you have.
So I don't forget, you have been what I would call, you're a Democrat and all that, but we've talked before, you've been kind of a libertarian, nonpartisan on that, with trying to keep your businesses open with all the goofy restrictions, a lot of them, and I know that the mayor of North Wildwood was definitely there. They have that big entertainment district, et cetera, and there was tension last year. So, Ro and I still have to climb over the dunes in North Wildwood. Is it environmental? Is it erosion? Or is it still whatever that battle was that was going on? It's better, though. Then it goes flat, not like last year,
Those dunes are not a result of any battle that Mayor Rosenthaler might be having with the governor. I can tell you that firsthand.
Are they environmental?
It is. Well, they're losing their beach.
Okay.
So what they're doing is that sand that they've harvested from Wildwood to help to, I guess, fill in where the sand's being lost in North Wildwood. So as that dune goes down, it's because the sand's being pushed out closer to the ocean.
Ah, okay. All right. So we're talking with Mayor Pete Byron, our annual visit here, the first kickoff in June, the state of the state and related things here of a place we love. And Ro walked the entire length yesterday to come down and get me from North Wildwood. What is it about the Wildwood sand, though? Last time you were here, you said something curious about it. It was like we were in Bermuda or something. And she said how beautiful it was. Now, it's a mixed thing to see that wide expanse of beach, which we'll get to at some events. But you do need a golf cart if you're Dan, who doesn't like walking, to get from his car.
Sorry, I'm so lazy.
To the water on what, Schellinger and places like that, right? Is that the longest? How long is it? Do you have any idea?
Phew. 1,500 feet.
Okay.
I mean, it's far.
Yeah.
From the back, as you
from
come
the boardwalk,
yeah,
right.
To the ocean, it's a distance. And I mean, we do have those transports. And
okay.
People, that's like $3 or $4. It's not very expensive, but it really helps families, you know, where they're carrying all the stuff for the kids and the seniors and people like that. It, you know, we started that about maybe 5 or 6 years ago, and people are really taking advantage of that.
But that adds the big event. So you got to be thrilled that this year, finally, some of the stuff that you had on tap last year, I guess the country one is one of the biggest things you're doing. But what are some things coming up? What's the most imminent one here in Wildwood?
We have stuff going on every weekend.
Okay.
I mean, every weekend, whether it be flag football, the Jeep invasion, Navy SEAL challenge.
Wait a minute, Navy SEAL challenge. What happens there?
I think you'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Dan would be good at that.
No, wait a minute. Okay. Leave Dan out of that. We got another producer, Sean.
There.
We're going to introduce him to you. What happens in the Navy SEAL challenge?
Well, it's a series of events that they have to do. It's swimming, it's running in the sand, it's climbing over different things. It's quite a challenge. It truly is. So it isn't something that I would be interested in participating in.
Well, Dan is out, obviously. Sean, would you be able to do this as a representative of the show here, the Navy SEAL Challenge, do you think?
Oh, no. Nah, I don't even know if I can capable do that. Like, I don't even know. I'm just going to run out of breath in like 5 seconds. Like,
where do we get
I salute
these guys
those guys,
from?
Though.
Yep, thank you for that at the end. All right. Bill will be our representative. We'll tag him in. All right.
Well, here you go. Hey, Sean, wait a second. We have a Tri-County triathlon coming up. How's that?
I don't know. I might take up your offer maybe 5 years from now. I need 5 year
right,
break.
Thank you. Somebody right now. I suspect low testosterone testing here, but I'll continue. Yeah, that's the one that's going to be on. We notice it down in Northwild where they stack up the bikes and they have all that ready. That's usually August, I think. But what about the biggies, though? Is that country thing on this year, Mayor Pete Byron?
Well, we actually have a Latin festival. I've been working on that for about 3 or 4 years, too. And that's coming on the August 5th to the 7th.
Okay.
And somebody asked, the big act is Elvis Crispo.
Okay.
Then we have a Tony Vega, Edgar Joel, and Frankie Nudron. And we're getting phone calls from as far as Puerto Rico, New York, Brooklyn, where I think this is going to be like a really amazing concert as well.
But is it off the country one I keep referring to? Remember?
No, that's coming afterwards. Okay, that's going to.
Okay.
The Latin festival is going to be August 5th through the 7th.
Okay.
Then the country festival is August 29th through the 22nd of August as well, and that's, I mean, just the top four: Carrie Underwood, Zach Brown, Dan and Shay, Leonard Skinner, and I could go on. It's just going to be a tremendous.
And where does that happen? Does it happen on the beach?
It's going to happen down around Skellinger Avenue.
Okay.
And so is that
free?
No, I think that's more high end.
It's only free for people that have a day named after them in the city of Wall.
We might be able to do something for you guys.
Okay. What, Dan, always trying to ride the coattails, I'm telling you.
But actually, the Latin Festival is going to be right across the street at Fox Park. So we're expecting about 5,000 to 6,000 people for that one.
Wow. All right, so big stuff. And all this is up on the website, right? What's the best website to go for Wildwood? Do you have it? It came up on my thing here. All right, we'll look at it. We'll go look up. Yeah, we'll get that. But you got to feel good. How is business? So on the boardwalk, I noticed Pompeo's we went by. Well, it's North Wildwood, I know. We didn't come down to Wildwood yet. But it seemed like I didn't see a lot of businesses shuttered there. It was Sunday morning, 10 or 11 o'clock. Are those businesses still okay post-pandemic? Are they still doing all right?
I think the place you're talking about in North Wildwood, I think they changed hands. I'm not even sure it's the same name anymore. But I haven't spoken to anyone, whether it be in a restaurant, a food business, or the motel business, that isn't doing tremendous. You know, it's they're still, which is a universal problem, having trouble getting help. You know, help wanted signs. I was in Rehoboth about 3 or 4 weeks ago. It's the same thing. I mean, help wanted all over the place.
And the reason is these government stimulus, et cetera, do you think? But it's making wages rise here, too.
Yeah, I think it's a twofold. The J-1 students are still having an issue getting in. They're not, they're not coming in the big waves like they were before.
Okay.
I was talking to Jack Morey today from Morey Organization, and he typically employs about 500 J-1s. He's got He's looking like he's going to have 250 this year. But I think that's part of it. But, yeah, I think the stimulus, which I'm not for, I got to tell you, I think that's really hurt businesses down here. In one way, it's driven up the minimum wage, so I guess that's kind of good. But it's definitely, you know, there's so many opportunities and nobody wants to work because they're making more money staying home.
With all respect, you know, you're a Democrat, but you say stuff like that, which I completely agree with. I mean, we're bipartisan on this. It's an obvious thing, isn't it? That the only uptick of this is workers are being paid more. People that are willing to come out now and jump in there are going to make out. And hopefully, when all that goes away, the employer will remember who it is that wanted to work.
You like to think so. That's a great point. But, yeah, I mean, this isn't about whether you're an R or a D. I mean, frankly, this is just economics. If the people can stay home and make more money, but stay home, but yet they're coming down here and spending it. So that's a positive on it. But, yeah, it's I think that it was a good idea, you know, maybe a year ago when places were closed down so they couldn't go to work and they couldn't make money. Mm-hmm. But that's gone away. You know, I think it's time to move on from this stimulus money and let people be accountable now and come back to work.
And one parting before we start to take some calls with you here, too, at 855-839-1210, Mayor Pete Byron. All the regulations in Jersey now, as you understand them, like restaurant capacity, is it 100%? Is it only able to do something else? We ate out last night at the guy that sings at you know, La Cucina. We liked it a lot.
I was there last Saturday.
Oh, wait, okay, yes. Yeah, and we had the outside table. But I've seen some of the things I wish they kept, and not as many have, is the outdoor dining. I love the outdoor dining. It was benefit the last time around. But he's opened up the doorway there, the one side, where it's open now, which is just an expense, but it's nice. It's very nice.
I like to see the al fresco dining outside. Yeah. You know, I just think it looks great when you're driving down the street and you're seeing people sitting out there. And from a patron, I love to sit out there and have a drink or have dinner and watch the people drive by or walk by
exactly.
as well. So I'm totally for that, you know, frankly. And I think, again, there's some of the positive things that came out of a negative is that we try different things to help these guys make money. And a lot of these things are going to hang around, even now when everything's open 100%.
Yep, definitely. All right, Mayor Pete Byron is with us. Side question of the day, and we'll ask the mayor in a moment, his. The song that you'd like to hear being played at the beach, boy, a Republican bigwig is calling in to wish a happy Dom Giordano birthday. I have to put him on hold. Sorry about that, Tom. He might be the biggest Republican in this part of the state, obviously. Of course he's going to do that. I welcome Democrat calls on Dom Giordano Day. By the powers granted me, I will forgive them of their progressive sins if they call in. That'll be five Hail Marys. I'm
Mayor, going do you far. See where you started here with this? Like, come on.
I love it.
855, except for the traffic jams, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Chuckie. Wireless. Hit us with your beach song, too. You can get in on Talk Radio 1210.
Back again. I got my toes in the water, ass in the
All
sand.
Right, welcome not in, everyone. In do we have anybody out there that could do the Navy SEAL challenge? In Wildwood. Now, I have somebody who's a major Republican dignitary wishing me happy Dom Giordano Day. I'm sure he could do it. He could represent the show. Roe wouldn't let me do it, probably. I'm too busy with football and basketball exploits. Mayor Pete Byron is with us, though. Is there an all-you-can-eat contest or anything like that? That might work.
I
know there's a marble. The marbles tournament is big. It is, right? It's national.
But it didn't come this year. They backed out this year. But, yeah, that's a global thing. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, the pandemic, the whole thing. Let's go to Tom Crone, the head Republican, out there fighting the good fight in Camden County. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us. And you're with Mayor Pete Byron.
Well, I'm glad to be with his honor, but I'm more happy to be with a great friend and a great American and a great supporter of what we do. And a happy Dom Giordano Day to my dear friend, Dom Giordano. So no offense to his honor, but it's Dom Giordano Day. So So, well, thank you, Don Giordano.
Tom, very much. And we know in a bipartisan effort, if you called up Lou Capelli Jr., I'm sure we're on such good terms that Camden County people would make it Dom Giordano Day keep this trend going.
Oh, absolutely. I'll talk to Lou and make sure we have a proclamation set up for you. We'll do a thing. When they stop being remote and actually come out of the woodwork and they do the people's business, and vote, we'll go ahead and get
nice partisan shot at the. Well, Lou was lucky he can respond since he and the dad was a principal of the school I taught, Tom. That's why there's a long history there with Lou Capelli Jr. in Camden County. So, Tom, what's on the agenda for you guys? The governor's race seems to be the issue's going to be handling COVID with Murphy. The numbers were very good for him in the beginning, but now we're starting to see a battle over the nursing home deaths. You know, other than the standard issues with the Republican candidate, is there a big issue that motivates people in Jersey? Does marijuana have any traction on either side in Jersey in this governor's race?
I think where you're going to see where that's going to come in is that the lies of Phil Murphy when he was running for election to make marijuana legal for everyone, and he jumped on that bandwagon. A lot of people, libertarians, progressives, all the rest, backed him, and he's never delivered on that. So Phil Murphy, besides being the nursing home killer with 8,000 nursing home deaths, along with a third of all of our small businesses closed forever, can't keep campaign promises to his base, which is why you see a guy like Ed Forshon being pushed off the ballot, because he would chip away at that base, because whether you agree with Ed or not, the weed man on his positions, he was lied to. He backed Phil Murphy. So, you know, Phil has a problem. And you look at the polling data that's coming out, and you see some of the, you know, the left-leaning legacy media trying to push that this is a bad thing for Jack Cittorelli. There's only a 15-point difference. 4 years ago, there was a 29-point difference between Lieutenant Governor Kim Guadagno and Phil Murphy.
It is different.
You can see Phil Murphy's not as popular as he once was.
Thank you. Thanks for the good wishes on this day. We'll catch up with you soon.
Great talking to you, Dom. Have a
thank
great
you, Tom,
here
very much.
Day.
Thank you. Thanks very much, Tom. Now, Mr. Mayor, you, though, with marijuana, we talked before. Again, I'm stunned by some of the medical marijuana numbers that came out. I don't know if you saw this, but Dan's been trying to get on the mayor of Morristown and Voorhees. And Morristown particularly is pricey, et cetera. They're considering it. They didn't just dismiss it or do whatever. But to his point, and I don't know that Murphy, but Murphy ultimately got the benefit of this when he ran the last time proposing it. They're dithering. They're just not. And the advice that comes to someone like you and your counsel in an executive position is all over the place. So what has happened since we last talked about marijuana and Wildwood?
Well, we opted out.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean we're not going to have it at some point down the road. It's just that if we didn't opt out, then it would be jammed on us and we wouldn't have control. Mm-hmm. And there's not enough information out there for us to make a real decision. We don't want to make decision based on emotion. We want to make it based on facts. So by opting out, that kind of, it's like a timeout. And we figure it's going to probably take 6 to 9 months for all the information to filter down to the cities and the states and counties. And once we get a handle of exactly all the ins and outs of it, then we'll decide whether or not we want to move forward with it. You know, so right now it's a little bit premature to predict because of the lack of information.
Let me ask projections, though. You know, some people go, you're not that type of guy, I think, that's going to these wild projections. I got to say, it was $900 million. I forget where Dan and I talked about it with medical marijuana that came out as far as how much they took in. What kind of projections do they tell you? You surely, considering that, you got to project the good of that versus is there any downside? So first, the good. How much ballpark are they talking about?
We haven't gotten to that point financially, you know, and it isn't always just about finances. You know, you still have to worry about the health and safety of your community. And
what's the fear if people, because, you know, it'll be legal across Pennsylvania. What do people tell you? That's what I'm trying to ask. So you're the first mayor we've been able to get on record. As I said, these other Morristown, I'm shocked that they were considering it. We know that Camden, Atlantic City, they're going to do it and all. So what's the downside? What in your gut do you think could happen with this that's not?
Honestly, I don't know that there's a downside.
Okay.
I think that when you're talking about the seashore communities,
right.
I think it's the, you know, you're trying to project this family-friendly towns. And right now people think of marijuana and dispensaries, and they think of an old Cheech and Chong movie. You know, they don't.
That's going away, though.
It's a lack of information. You know, okay. So I think as the information gets down, and we can really get ahead of it when it goes to promote it. And I think the marijuana industry has to take the lead on that. And I think they're going to, you know, really. So I think it's more locally along the shore, where it's a vacation second home, versus you go back in Camden, Atlantic City. I don't count that as a shore town. I expected them to be at the head of the. But you know, down here in Lower Township, Middle Township, which is a more predominantly rural year-round, you know, they're already going on record saying that they're going to have it. So
Middle Township
as well, yeah.
And it's just, you think the benefit of the money, and they don't think that it's going to draw, quote, undesirables, because the thing that was up there before, and I think they did get to it, it was ridiculous that cops were afraid with teenagers. They would say, I'm giving you a warning. They're sitting there smoking pot. Even in Ocean City, they were concerned about that.
It's going to be a very difficult summer for the policemen up on the boardwalk because their hands are tied. And so, if you see a kid smoking a joint, or on the boardwalk right now, you can't smoke anything.
Okay.
So if you go up to an individual, whether it be an adult or a kid, and they're smoking a joint, the best you can do is tell them they got to put it out. But you can't give them a violation. It's kind of ridiculous. So I think that they were.
But if they refuse to, then they're refusing an official order. You can do something. Is that it?
Yeah. I mean, if they refuse to, then at that point you can take it to the next step and write them a violation of some sort.
Do you have trouble this year because of what we talk about with the stimulus with either lifeguards or summer cops?
No. Okay. No, we didn't. Mainly because the summer cops are class twos, are the young kids.
Okay.
And this is like a segue to become a full-time cop.
Okay.
So now, and actually it's better for them because they're coming in at a higher hourly rate than they typically would have. Lifeguards, we have we're blessed with the lifeguards here in Wildwood. I mean, we have such a group that's been coming back for year after year or so. Now we're fine. And you and Dan are honorable lifeguards.
Well,
I figured
was ready
you could
to
fill
say
in if we need
that. You know, we would fill in, Dan. Mm-hmm. That's correct, right? If there is a need here in Wildwood.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
All right. I'm hoping that there is not. All right. You're on your own. All right. What more? And your calls coming up here with the mayor of Wildwood, Pete Byron, in studio with us. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, and we'll get you in. All right, welcome in, everyone. It's Dom time, and one of our favorite things of the year, thanks to His Honor, the Mayor of Wildwood, Mayor Pete Byron. It feels like 100 years ago that we were down here for the Trump event. On that, that January day, and it was, it was this parking lot, right? Yes. Yeah, because it was at the convention center, and I'm thinking about what it looked like. It was a surreal scene. And, you're not from Wildwood originally. Down here during the winter, is it something enjoyable? Does it get depressing at times? That day, I got to tell you, I love Wildwood and all, but a gray day like that in January down here was kind of tough.
Well, it was tough because of the event. You had thousands of people standing outside for 2 or 3 days to try to get in. So, you know, the coldest time of the year. But take that out of the equation.
Yeah.
And as you said, I'm from Philly. And when I first moved down here, my friends would say, well, what do you do down here in the winter? And I said, well, what do you do at home?
Right.
Well, you know, we go to a ball game. Okay, well, where I lived in the Northeast, it took me every bit of 50 minutes to get there. From Wildwood, I could be at the, it was the Spectrum back then. I could be there in an hour and 15 minutes. You know, where else you go? Well, we go to the casinos. Well, it takes you an hour. It takes me 35.
Right.
Basically, everything you could do, I can do here, except for I can go a bike riding. I could go jogging, which you can't do in Philly. You know, you don't want to risk your life, right? So,
a nice shot. We'll tell Mayor Kenny, the mayor of Wildwood, started a war at work.
The point is, it's a different lifestyle. You know, it's not conducive for work unless you're self-employed.
Right.
But to bring your kids up in, and I just think it's a great town, and you know everybody, which is nice. So it's.
And are you seeing more? We're seeing some of those like Ventnor and Margate and all in the news. Do you see more people in Wildwood now moving here year-round because they're able to work remotely? They, as you said, they had a second home, they stayed. Are people moving here then?
Yeah, well, you know, my other job is I'm a realtor, so yeah. I'm pretty hip to that. And yeah, I think there's a drive down here now with folks that are, they've already been told that they're not going to necessarily have to come into their place of business maybe more than a couple of days a week. Well, now you've got the option. Would you rather? We're getting a lot of North Jersey and New York people, by the way. And that's what's driving the numbers up as well. You know, so you want to fight that traffic. I mean, you could travel 3 hours to get into Manhattan and be, you know, 60 miles away because of the traffic.
Well, we just did the Bloviators Convention. It's called the Talk Radio Convention.
Funny you mention that, man.
Funny you mention it. 4.5 hours to get to Long Island, where the place was held at Hofstra, from my house. The charts and all say 2 hours and 38 minutes. Mm. How people deal with that every day, you're right. It is just... It really is beyond stressful. It's something you can't deal with. All right, it's a two-mayor show here, though. We have Mayor Pete Byron, and we have Mayor Larry Pennock checking in here on Talk Radio 1210. Mr. Mayor, welcome in. How are you?
Dom, once again, congratulations on having your wonderful bay in that wonderful town.
Ugh.
Mayor Pete, congratulations on having such a great resort. I love Wildwood.
I appreciate it. Where are you the mayor at, sir?
I'm the mayor of Audubon Park, but I am in Wildwood quite often. I was down Sunday. It was a beautiful day. I'm sure all your vendors are very happy because I think I spent money at every store on the boardwalk. My boys were happy to help me with that.
I want to personally thank you for that, Mayor Larry.
Yeah, and Mayor, you know, closer to home, Dom Giordano Day 2 ought to be happening in Audubon Park. I came to your birthday celebration. I made sure I made myself available, so consider that.
And you were the highlight of the day. Hey, Dom, listen, Wildwood's a great town. I'm excited. We'll be down next Friday for the Collectibles Convention. I never miss the Collectibles Convention at the Convention Hall. But I'm so excited just to say, Dom, congratulations. Enjoy yourself down there and have a great summer. It's always great to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Mayor Larry. Thank you very much, you and your brother. Yes.
I don't know if I want to tell you this because I don't know if your head needs to get any bigger,
yes.
Dom. And I don't know if he's joking or not, but a guy or a woman by the name of PT Moore on Twitter writes in, Dom, we are so impressed that Wildwood has an annual Dom Giordano Day that we bought a place in the city.
Yes! All right. All right, we're adding value
the truth, right?
To the town that we're in.
No. That can't be real, can it?
Let the bidding wars start.
On a serious note, I mean, after we had that day last year, I mean, I can't tell you, again, as a realtor, I mean, my phone just rang off the hook. They said any city that Dom Giordano is associated with has got to be a great city.
A nice billboard would be like, great. Just imagine if I'm standing, make me at least 6'2". Just remember that, Mr. Mayor. All right, so the beach song thing. How about you? What song would you like to hear? You're the mayor. You go on the beach at Schellinger. What song would you like to hear up in? Don't say country just because they're coming here,
no.
But is there a particular
don't
song?
Don't say
you
Wildwood
would play?
Days either, please.
Yeah, no Wildwood Days, none of that. What would you say?
A song that still gets the juices flowing because I worked on the beach back in the 70s is Hot Time in the Summer.
Oh, yes.
Sly and the Family Stone. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly, Dan. That's next bumper. Let's play that. Let me go to Ben in Abington. And Ben, you're on Talk Radio 1210. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, Dom, I wanted to know if they filed charges yet to impeach you as mayor of Wildwood and strike the day from the calendar.
How close was the council vote on that? How many council people are there?
We have three commissioners, and it was unanimous.
Unanimous. Okay, at least that's what they're saying, because they all strike at that one commissioner who was holding out then.
Dominic, the first charge against you is you go all the way to the shore, and the first dish you want to eat is baked ziti, not
local
seafood.
Yeah, what's this? Come on. Get some
Mr.
crab,
Mayor,
Dom.
Look, you're a restaurant. Come on. They argue you can't eat certain dishes you go to a restaurant that you can make at home, right?
No. Wherever you go, you got to eat the local fare. When I go to Florida, I gorge myself on all the local seafood.
Well, Ben has a great point here. It's not only you're ordering something that you can make at home, but you're going down to the shore and you're ordering Italian food rather than seafood. It makes no sense.
It's like going to South Philly looking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Come on.
Hey, we have chocolate milk, Ben. Don't knock it.
Yeah, there you go. All right, anyway, so what's your song?
My song is Knee Deep by Zach Brown and Jimmy Buffett. It's more contemporary.
All right, very
and
nice.
Dom, have a good time at the Big Ziti Bunker down in Wildwood.
All right, thank you very much. Well, Big Ziti's Andres over Dom. In Brigantine. Got to say.
Dom, we got the Dom Dome and the Big Ziti Bunker.
Yeah, there you go. I like that very much. Yes, the Dom Dome is being refurbished. I didn't tell you that, Dan. When I come back, there's a new Barco Lounger waiting me at home.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Oh, man.
All right, so final calls coming up. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You can jump in and hit us with that song you'd like to hear being played on the beach, or you would play it yourself, and we'll have to add the mayor today to this controversial decision. Who gets to go to Captain Chucky's? Might be a way to lure them. Captain Chucky and Nancy, consider Wildwood. Schellinger's got a nice location right there. You would sell a lot of Dom cakes. All right, so jump in now. Here's your last chance. Be off the next 3 days. So you got to jump in now here on the side question. And only three names go into the hat this time due to the short week. 855-839-1210. You get on board. All right, welcome in. We got quite a committee today to decide the side question of the day, which is that song you'd like to be played at the beach or you would play it yourself. 855-839-1210. We'll take a couple more. Then Dan will give us the contenders. And then Sean, Dan, and I, and the mayor will officially, if we have a tie by executive power, we'll put some more names in the hat. Let's go to John. John, what is that song?
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
All right, John, what's your song?
Oh, you're talking about, sorry, in the summertime. Come on, it's obvious.
All right, that was the mayor's too, but we'll put you down for that. Yeah, that.
No, this wasn't in the summertime. That's Mungo Jerry. That's an answer that works, Dom.
Okay, all right, my mistake. All right, John, we got you for that. Let's go to Mike on Talk Radio 1210. What's yours, Mike?
Dom, I was hoping to be able to ask Mayor Pete, is Dom Giordano Day a lifetime appointment like the Supreme Court, or can we finally ban next year?
Well, no, it's a lifetime.
Wait a minute. There's rain out here on Dom Giordano Day. There's a puddle I see out of here. That can't be. I was promised sunshine. You know what, Mike? We're going to have to continue the day until the sun shines.
Oh, gosh. Well, Dan, I was going to vote for you next year if you got primary, but...
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Mike.
All right, what's the song, Mike?
Fernando El Mambo by Carlos Alvarez and Dan made the song famous.
Okay, that'll be played at the Latin Festival here on the Davis basketball area.
Yeah, it's the song that we play going out every show. So Nando
El Mambo. Great song. All right, one more. Our buddy Bruce in the Northeast. All right, Bruce, what do you have today?
Hey, Dom, I breaking news, Dom. They're going to shut down the Garden State Parkway. The crowds are just too much to handle. You know? This is better than Woodstock.
I'm looking at two guys looking in the window saying, what are these two guys doing talking on the radio? They're waiting out. Oh, I'm told they're waiting out the rain. They're not here to celebrate. It looks like they have brewskis. They're ready to celebrate Dom Giordano Day. All right, Bruce, what's your song?
You know, when you step on the sands of beaches of Wildwood, the free beaches of Wildwood, I must say,
yes. You
leave all your cares and worries behind, and that's the Beach Boys songs come to mind. Don't worry, baby.
Yeah. All right. Very nice. Do you have any of that, Dan?
I do. I do have some of that.
All right. I lost my screener here, so bring up the last caller. Is it Mary?
Yes.
One more. Mary, fire away. What's your song, Mary?
Hi, my song is Love Letters in the Sand by Pat Boone.
Oh, boy. All right. I got that. That's an oldie but goodie. Thank you, Mary. All right. I got my screener back up for that one. All right, Dan, give us a couple contenders here, and Sean can go first with his winner, then I and the mayor and you. Who do you say, Dan?
So I think the big four today were probably Tom and Marlton with Sailing Christopher Cross. They got a lot of attention to it for us because it calms us down. Catherine and Philly with Beyond the Sea by Bobby Darin. Bob and Warminster called in with Under the Boardwalk by the Drifters. And Maria in New Jersey had a great call, and she ended it with Beach Baby.
Okay. All right. All right. What do you say, Sean? Which one did you like today?
I actually like Bruce Baby by
Beach Baby.
I mean Beach Baby by Bruce. I mean Bruce was. I was talking to him a while ago, and then he brought up that really good point of everything. So
all right,
it brought back memory lane.
All right, very good. Dan, what do you say?
I'm going to go with Bob and Warminster's Under the Boardwalk. I think the Drifter song is the classic beach song.
So. All right, that was Rose, too. Mr. Mayor, do you have one out of those that you like? Pete Byron?
I go with Beach Baby.
Beach Baby.
Okay.
All right.
So I won for Under the Boardwalk, two for Beach Baby. That's Marie in New Jersey who had Beach Baby first.
All right. I'm going with Beach Baby. I'm going to be a stooge of the mayor here, so to speak.
Marie in New Jersey goes into the hat.
That's all right. So let's have the three. Dan, who's in the hat now?
Who's in the hat? It's, wow. I'm underprepared here. I had it up here in front of me, Dom, and I'm now losing it. Where'd it go?
All right. If we remember from yesterday, we had two from yesterday, right?
Yes. We had Earl in Tacony and Susan in the Northeast. Susan in the Northeast called in the extra N and C to Shinning C, the Beach Boys sign.
Yes.
And Earl in Tacony called in with Swalwell farting in an interview. So we have
Susan, like the Shinning C, but go ahead.
We have Susan, Earl, and Maria. They're going into the hat. And let's get that drum roll going. Number one, that being Maria in New Jersey with Beach Baby. Today's winner.
All right. You're going off to Captain Chucky, soon to be in North Wildwood. We love crabcakes.com. Mayor Pete, thanks for stopping by for the full hour. We'll be back in July. Maybe out there in the public, since there's such pent-up demand. Thank you for making the day. I got that Dan on tape officially lifelong. His life or mine or both. We will remember that, and I'm passing that down to DJ and Luke to make sure they commemorate it in future days. We just need help with, I don't think we have a special thing that happens on that day. Dan, do you have a suggestion?
No, I don't. Maybe force your radio show host to throw a football 40 yards.
Okay. If we do that in the near future, I will do it in Wildwood for the mayor,
yes,
without a doubt. That would be a big event. Right up there with Carrie Underwood.
We'll go back to Maxwell Field and we'll...
Maxwell Field or Max Pizza or something. Carrie Underwood will catch that pass. All right. Thank you, Pete. Thank you very much. And the Wildwood website, did we get that, Dan?
WildwoodsNJ.com.
All right. And all those big events coming up here in the very near future. Get down here this weekend, the next few days. It is just a remarkable place. And the mayor is just moving things forward. Just don't be smoking on the boardwalk. You'll see that big sign that says strictly enforced. Hey, Sean, great addition. Thank you for producing under the tutelage of Dan.
Now, thank you so much. I appreciate it, Dom. I really do appreciate you.
Thank you. Throw out 25% of what he told you, Sean, and you'll be fine. Okay.
All right, I know, right? I'm learning everything from Dan. Dan's the MVP.
Michael Peck is next. Thank you, Dan. And Mike, have a great show. We'll be back on Monday here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.